So terrorism is still the topic of the day. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll ask you a question about that issue, and the answer could surprise you. We'll also figure out how to put feet to the gospel, and that's a little more literal than you might think. But first, let me ask you, what's the world's deadliest terror group? You might have said ISIS, but the Global Terrorism Index says it's actually Nigeria's Boko Haram. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the reason ISIS looks worse is because they do big things in different places.
Boko Haram, because much of their terror is taking place in Nigeria, around their Chad and some other countries, it's not as high profile. While there will be media reports, they kind of look the same, an exploded car or ambulances coming.
But Boko Haram has been torturing Nigeria for 6 years, targeting Christians for removal. Their goal? Establish an Islamic State. And here again, Musselman offers some thoughts on this threat.
You can't say, well, the issue is Islam. We need to promote Jesus Christ. And I think the Bible is very clear that our battle is not against flesh and blood.
In fact, here's what church leaders are telling Christians in Nigeria.
Again, Jesus said, we are to love our enemies. We are to pray for our enemies. We are to bless our enemies. And those words become difficult, especially when it's people that are doing such horrendous things.
Global terrorism has created a desperate need for hope and reconciliation in the Middle East, North Africa, as well as Europe and in the West. Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. They've got a current affairs program called Bridges, which covered recent events for concerned and grieving viewers. It also offered some biblical insight on these questions. Why does God allow pain? And where is He? God is using Sat7 to remind us that He is working even and especially in the face of evil. You're listening to Mission Network News. Security issues do create some concerns, but they're not stopping dedicated believers. By the year 2030, Christians in one Asian country hope to have sent out 20,000 indigenous missionaries. Joe Handley with Asian Access, a ministry dedicated to raising up Christian leaders, says,
there is a sense that, at least for many parts of Asia, that the gospel has been brought to them, and they owe a debt to God for bringing this hope to them.
Asian Access is working to raise up those leaders and provide resources. But the missionaries are especially effective because
they are a church that has faced persecution. They have been living through it for decades. I personally know pastors that have spent many years in jail, many years under torture or oppression, many years under all sorts of different kinds of pressure. And so they've already been tested and tried.
If you want to help support the movement, find prayer and action points at the end of the broadcast. And in this next story, we're going to put feet to the gospel. World Missionary Press staff recently saw spiritual thirst and the physical need for shoes in Zambia. Helen Williams of WMP.
Many of these children particularly never have shoes. That way they can't go to school. A lot of the adults have never had shoes, so there's disease.
So WMP decided to partner with the ministry Souls for Jesus, which works to raise funds for shoes in African villages in order to meet both needs.
Why don't we send a 40-foot container, half of it with shoes, 8,000 pairs, and half of it with booklets, 1,280,000 scripture booklets.
Williams says this distribution is going to help some of the most vulnerable.
It is reaching those who, under no other circumstances, would be able to have this.
And we'll end today in Uganda. 3 years ago, a little girl named Precious suffered in the dark, alone, as her mother had died of AIDS. Multiple diseases ravaged the little one's body as hope and health wasted away. But today, thanks to Compassion International's Child Survival Program, Precious is a lovely, lively little girl learning about Jesus. Her story continues with pictures at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's an unprecedented attack on human life. This month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life. It's a resource that lays out the issues and a godly response. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.